jurisdiction. Is it fair to say that a lot of your officers might be working harder to cover more work than they used to?
Certainly the complexity and volume of our work is up, that's correct, Senator. So we do put a lot of effort into our operational prioritisation through our ATAC committee, how we prioritise our workforce resources across those changing priorities day to day to make sure that we're delivering outcomes for the Australian community.
Thank you. You mandated compulsory COVID vaccination through Commissioner's Order 10 in 2021. You reiterated it again in 2022. In 2024, you're still mandating it, despite the overwhelming evidence it's not needed, it's not necessary. Why are you forcing good people who want to do good police work to sit on the sidelines over what they choose to put in their body, still?
Thank you for that question, Senator. I might start the response and then hand over to the Acting Chief Operating Officer again. What I would say in relation to that particular policy, which is currently a Commissioner order, we are in the process of revoking that particular order. The COO can talk to the governance arrangements that we'll be undertaking while we go about the process of revocation, but I can assure you we are in the process of revoking that particular order.
So that sounds like the decision has been made.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If I can go to Freedom of Information Reference LEX 2528. As of March, there were 241 workplace incidents in relation to the vaccine mandate. These include adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine, but that's not clear how many. These may be some older numbers, but my data is that you've got 7,232 police in your workforce. That means 3% of the workforce suffers a workplace incident because of your mandate. One in every 50 is applying for an exemption. Doesn't that give some pause to consider whether the mandate is really proportionate? Now, I know you've just said you're revoking it.
Yes.
But why is it taking so long? And why have you still got this in place when we know it doesn't stop transmission and it can hurt and kill people? And we've known that for a long time.
So. Thank you, Senator. I'm happy to answer that. We continually review the health advice, but we're also an operational agency and our people are regularly required to come into contact with vulnerable communities, both domestically and internationally. As you've flagged, we have quite a big presence on that. We have annually looked at our risk assessment in relation to that policy and reviewed it a number of times, as you've already flagged in your questioning. The most recent review of the risk assessment treatment plan was brought to our board just last week, and as Deputy Commissioner Gale has flagged, we did support consultation with our workforce, which is required under the Work Health Safety Act, prior to making any changes to that Commissioner's order, including revocation. So that consultation is occurring right now with a view to revoking it in the coming weeks and months.
Thank you.
Senator, I would just add, in support of my colleague, that it is our intent to ensure that we expedite that process as quickly as we can, whilst ensuring that we comply with the required governance.
We've had a lot of complaints from very disappointed AFP members who are very pleased to work there but not happy with the vaccine mandate. This is just a